to Fearless Dentistry, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of dentistry with your fearless host, Dr. John Gordon. Get ready to uncover the secrets, gain valuable insights, and conquer any dental challenge that comes your way. From advanced techniques, innovative technologies, and the ever-important set skills, Dr. Gordon will fearlessly guide you through the evolving landscape of dentistry. This is Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon.
Welcome to this episode of the Fearless Dentistry Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon. Today you get me. I'm going to do a little monologue. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to bring the spirit and the energy to a couple of points that I want to share with you and ask you some questions to think about moving forward. But I want to reflect on the last month or so of my podcast, where I've had numerous guests come from different aspects of life and different professions outside of dentistry that I purposely brought forward so that they could share their story with you and their story of how they dreamed it, and then they built it, and then they lived it. And it took courage, dedication, commitment, energy to make their life and to transition into who they are and what they are today. We had a voice actress. We've had a young man that broke away from a very lucrative corporate position to create his travel fitness program. I've had a few other people come on board, and it's been fun for me to visit with these people and learn about them and speaking with them, understanding there's something to the story that I think if my audience really pays attention, they can take away some key points and take that into their dental practice and their personal life. What I found in my personal career was that you can't separate your personal life and your dental life. Your dental life is who you are. It's what you are, and it's what you live and what you breathe. And you can't be a different person there, and you can't be a different person at home. You're the same individual. And same with these people that have shared their stories, is that they've gone through a lot to become who they are. Some of them had some major setbacks in their life. Some of them had some major obstacles to overcome. And that's part of it. That's part of the game. That's part of the journey. And my podcast, and the purpose of my podcast, is to encourage you and tickle your entrepreneurial spirit to get out there to dream your biggest dream about your dental practice. And I don't care if it scares the crap out of you. That's good. If your dream is so big that it scares you, then that dream is big enough. But then add about 10% more. Be very courageous and very fearless in creating your dream and then moving forward with it. It can be very exciting. And again, these people, I was really captured by their devotion and commitment to their life and their careers and what they were trying to make of themselves. Everybody is searching for this level of happiness, the level of maybe personal acceptance of who they are and what they are and what they're doing. Everybody's on a journey, my friends, everybody. And the journey sometimes takes us into areas and that we never even dreamed of. And it's allowing ourselves the freedom. It's putting ourselves in a moments of curiosity and creativity. And I think that is awesome. That's one of the things that really fascinated me, was the curiosity, the adventure, the creativity that they put forth in bringing about their business and what they're doing. That's one of the things that fascinates me most about people, is the level of curiosity and creativity and imagination. I love golfing. And in my retirement, that's one thing that I have really enjoyed doing. I love golfing because it challenges me daily. I can set some goals. I'm in charge of my own progress, success. And my progress and success is totally dependent upon my ability to make a commitment to my growth and my practice and getting better with my swing techniques, my mindset. That's a big part of golf. But I realized that I really enjoy playing by myself. It gives me a time to really think and get into my game. I find when I golf with others, I'm hearing a lot of chit-chat chatter that to me is meaningless, and I don't enjoy it. It's not snobbish on my part, but I enjoy being around people that challenge me intellectually, emotionally, and my golf buddies don't do that for me. And what I've learned is with my LinkedIn, since I rebranded my practice and really started moving forward with that, that I was told by my production team for my podcast that, John, you really need to polish up your LinkedIn account. And so I did the 1st of March. I've had LinkedIn for probably since 2010, I believe. And I never really did anything with it, but I redid my bio and my homepage and everything with it. And since I've done that, the activity on my LinkedIn account has been phenomenal. And the people that I have grown to learn about and know and have conversations with and consequently invited them on my podcast. And I have numerous people coming up that I think you're going to really enjoy listening to what they have to say. The thing that I've learned about them, that these are really good, high quality, high character people. And those are the types of people that I enjoy spending my time with. The saying is, you're the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. I want to make sure I'm spending time with eagles. And so you got to go where the eagles are. You got to find out where they nest. And I have found that on LinkedIn, not necessarily on the golf course. Again, I love playing by myself and pushing myself and growing my game. But I also love doing this podcast and interviewing people and clients. I love putting information out there that I hope is helpful for you to get better. I hope I'm putting information out there that will push you to dream big, then to go in and build this big dream, and then to live it. There's nothing more satisfying than for you to be able to put you in position to where you can sit and think comfortably without obstacles, without someone telling you that you can't do this. Because you can do it. I know you can do it. Whatever it is you're dreaming, because I did it. And the people that I've interviewed for the podcast, they've done it. It's a mindset. And that's one of the big things I encourage you to do is, and I'm going to have some people coming on the podcast here in the very near future, that we're going to be talking about mindset. When I changed my practice from one of kind of a general restorative practice into a lifestyle dental practice, I closed my office at 1 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And at that point, I symbolically said to myself, John, your general restorative practice is now over. You are going to come in here Monday morning. You're going to have a lifestyle practice that is based on cosmetic dentistry, Invisalign, and dental implant dentistry. And so over the weekend, I just in my mind kept visualizing and asking the question, what does it look like? What is it going to feel like? How am I going to feel in the office coming Monday morning, thinking in those terms? How am I going to address the patients? Am I going to address them differently? Am I going to see them differently? So a lot of questions went through my mind, and I walked in Monday morning, and lo and behold, talked with my staff, told them what we were doing, and I felt very different, strictly from a mindset. The power of what you believe, the power of what you tell yourself constantly during the day about who you are, what you are, and the dent that you can make in people's lives, the little things that you can do that can help transform their lives into something that is so fulfilling for them and fulfilling for yourself. I've thrown a lot of little tidbits out there, going to keep it short, as I mentioned. But I'm looking forward to moving forward here starting in the month of August with some really powerful guests and hosts. They have their own podcast, and I'll be a guest on their podcast. But I want to kick it up a notch for you. I want to really challenge you. I want to put great information out there. I love getting your feedback. I do see the downloads on the podcast, and so I know which episodes are resonating with you and providing with some material that's challenging your thinking and helping you grow. And I see some of the episodes that aren't quite kicking for you. So you're telling me, you're giving me good answer or good feedback in that respect. So I'm going to take that information and move forward, and we're going to make this thing better and better for you. One thing I do want to throw out with you is that sometime in the month of September, I'm going to be kicking off a mastermind course series. It's going to be on helping you sell more large dental cases. The communication style and the communication techniques, skills that I learned through the years, that once I really started incorporating them in my new patient consults, I started hearing yes so much more, and my cosmetic lifestyle practice took off. So I'm going to put out information. So go to LinkedIn, go to Fearless Dentistry Podcast, or go to Dr. John Gordon, and I will be posting on there soon information about that mastermind, and you can sign up and we can get to moving with that and having a lot of fun watching you grow with that. That's it for today. And I hope you have a good week. And next Thursday, I'll have another message with you. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon. Stay fearless, keep pushing boundaries, and continue making a lasting impact in dentistry. Subscribe for more Fearless conversations. Until next time, keep spreading smiles.